You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN
on Tiwi
Rayro, which is brought to you by Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. Kick back and relax at Jake's 58 with the Stay and Dine package or the Stay and Play package. Discover the excitement you've been missing at Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. If gambling is a problem for you or someone you care about, please call the 24-hour toll-free helpline at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
They don't want Jody. They want me.
And good evening to Don.
How about paying attention so you can follow what's going on?
Good evening to myself. How old is Joey?
58.
Oh, he is old.
Brutal. Just brutal.
Good evening to Mad Dog.
I don't know enough about the machinations of it.
And to Mad Dog again.
Nickeldonian.
To Mad Dog.
The Chuck supporter to do that and the disgrace to do that to people is
He's a charge.
How many years ago is the Chutzpah from?
Oh, it's less than 10. No, maybe about 5-6 years ago.
I don't know enough about the machinations of it.
Machinations was today, if anyone's wondering. Chutzpah was 2019.
Aren't they located near the Maldives?
Machinations?
Yeah.
No.
The Chutz support to do that and the disgrace to do that to people is
Now the question that I would have for him,
okay,
is that just the way he always pronounced it,
which
or
one?
Chutzpah,
or
did he want to use that, wrote it down, and then just
I think
read it wrong?
Maybe. Listen, he spent years working with Mike Francesa. Not exactly a chutzpah-dropping kind of guy. You know what I mean? It's not a word that was typical to come out of Mike. Maybe he just read the word in articles, in periodicals, if
right.
you will.
Maybe that was
so he
it.
Just read chutzpah, and he read it as chutzpah. Now, listen, it is a New Yorker thing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these Yiddish words people don't know outside of New York.
But he's in New York.
That's correct. So, and that's why he used the word chutzpah.
But I think
this is in North Dakota. This is New York.
Sirius XM. So that is national.
That is a good point.
The chutzpah to do that and the disgrace to do that to people is Nickeldonian.
That one's underrated too. He's talking about the TV channel, right?
Yes.
He's talking about the Super Bowl broadcast that they had on
Nickeldonian.
Yes. Nickeldonian. And then, of course, lastly, what exactly was he saying here?
I don't know enough about the machinations of it.
I don't know enough about it either.
All right. Speaking of people not making any sense, we love you, Mad Dog. And by the way, Mad Dog Russo will be a special guest among the many special guests on November 18th at the Palladium. If you don't have tickets, go to kshow20.com. At 7 o'clock that night when we go off the air, we're doing a two-hour bonus show. And Chris Mad Dog Russo will be interviewing us on stage. You'll get uncut Russo. I'm going to try to get him to badmouth Francesa. That's my goal.
Why do you want to go there?
It's because it would be something. We'll get cheers. I'll get a cheap pop from the crowd.
But we're working on getting Mike to the party.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's good. You know, I got to tell you, no matter what machinations you come up with.
I don't know enough about the machinations of it.
Right.
He's not coming.
And we don't have the chutzpah to do it.
I've been meaning to ask you guys. It's time. It's ENN. Who's getting in on a little Thursday night foosball action?
Well, I think this has to be sponsored because this Thursday night football preview is brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. I don't think I'm touching this game.
Line's too big for you. Scares you.
Way too big. It frightens me. I'm frightened.
13.5.
I feel the way Aaron Boone felt about it. Like, you could hear him arguing with himself.
Yep.
So I'm out.
I started off today saying I like Houston. This is the week the Eagles managed to not cover. How could they have the chutzpah to go on a short week, favored two touchdowns, and win?
Now, no Cooks for Texans today.
And because of that, I will take the Philadelphia Eagles giving 13.5
points. How many points?
Say it.
Remember, the Bills did not cover against the Packers, and both of you guys were very sure that was happening.
That was a big line.
This is a big line. Big line.
It's best team in football against the worst team in football.
But come on, isn't the final score, guys, going to be
3-point play.
Isn't it going to be 28-10?
It might be, but you know what?
Or 35-17. Isn't that happening?
What if it's 30-17?
That would be such a great performance from Houston.
Yeah. They're all fighting for their jobs there.
I'm going to make it my 2-point play.
Wow. I just, you're making Thursdays great again.
You know what?
I don't appreciate that terminology.
Amazon should pay you because you've made it watchable.
I'm trying to make it. Someone text Al Michaels or Herb Street. Let them know that I'm in.
I'm telling you what. Eagles, Texans, Al's not skipping to work today. He's had the best games in the world on Sunday. Now he's getting these.
Now, considering he wasn't even excited when the Eagles won their first Super Bowl in 2017, how excited is he going to be tonight? You know what I mean?
Well, that's today's Thursday Night Football preview.
Sure
brought
it is.
To you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, the original triple blended, triple distilled.
Keep going.
Triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Make sure to grab a Tullamore Dew during tonight's action. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly.
All right, guys. You want to do it? Do we have to? It's been a couple hours. Probably have to revisit the Kyrie Irving nonsense.
Don's not saying a word.
Don's going silent here. But if you missed it, yesterday the Nets put out a statement. Came short of an apology. Kyrie Irving took, quote, responsibility, but he didn't apologize. And then today, Adam Silver put out a statement saying he was disappointed that he came short of an apology. And he would be talking with Kyrie next week. Now, Kyrie gave some time to reporters today. And here he is being asked about taking responsibility for what he posted on Twitter.
I take my responsibility for posting that. Some things that were questionable in there, untrue. Like I said, and the first time you guys asked me when I was sitting on that stage, I don't believe everything that everybody posts. It's a documentary. So, take my responsibility.
Take my responsibility. I got to say, Kyrie, you don't sound to have, like, you have terrible convictions here on this. Simply saying the words, I take responsibility, it's sort of like, you know, you can't just say, with all due respect, and then say whatever you want.
People do it, though.
But people do it. You can't just say, I take responsibility. You're not taking responsibility. In fact, he was asked directly. Here we go. Easy opportunity to make this thing better, Kyrie. Easy question. Do you have any anti-Semitic beliefs?
Again, I'm going to repeat. I don't know how the label becomes justified because you guys ask me the same questions over and over again. But this is not going to turn into a spin-around cycle of questions upon questions. I told you guys how I felt. I respect all walks of life and embrace all walks of life. That's where I sit.
I think what people want to hear, though, is just a yes or no on that question. Yes or no.
I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from. I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from.
And that's not true. You could actually be a Jew from Scarsdale and be anti-Semitic. So you can take that and shove it, Kyrie. My friend Stat Guy Greg, who co-hosts the Cheap Heat podcast with me on The Ringer, I think you'll like this statement, Michael. He reposted Kyrie being asked that very same question.
Mm-hmm.
And SGG's comment was, he lashed out at the media for trying to spin things. Yet when given a clear opportunity to set the record straight, he chose to be evasive. All he had to say was, no. But now we know the answer is yes.
Is the answer really yes? That's not fair either.
It's going to be taken that way by people.
He left it in such a nebulous way that you can interpret it the way you want. But I don't think the answer is definitely
me
yes.
Me neither. But the fact of the matter is, by not answering it when you have the opportunity, how hard is that? Do you have any anti-Semitic beliefs? No, absolutely not. Are you crazy? This is a perfect time to pull what some of my best friends are Jewish. That I would have rather him go with the old classic. Are you kidding me? I'm from New Jersey. Some of my closest friends are Jewish. What? I was at Katz's last week having a delicious roast beef sandwich. Instead, he has to go with nonsense. So, yeah, he might not be an anti-Semite, but he certainly didn't close the door. Go ahead. Ask me, Peter, are you a virulent racist?
Peter, are you a virulent racist?
Absolutely not. In fact, I was raised to be the exact opposite. I'm disgusted by racism. Next. Oh, my God.
Are you anti-Semitic, Peter?
Only in the privacy of my own home, because I am Jewish. But here's the thing. I could, by doing what I just said and simply just answering straightforward, and had he added, I'm sorry, by the way, you could have saved yourself $500,000. I mean, I know you're rich, but you want to just throw away $500,000?
And all the money he gave away last year for not playing.
But
yeah, because he didn't do
also,
the...
Yeah, $17 million or something? You know, part of it, listen, is he anti-Semitic? It's on the table. But the thing that I'm buying into is if he definitively answers that question, no, I am not anti-Semitic, the story dies. He wants to keep it going. He wants to keep the narrative going. He's a narcissist to more than anything, anybody on the face of the earth. He wants to be a part of the discussion. He wants to throw different things at you so we get sucked in to talk about it for hours on end. He loves it. He loves it. That's all it is. And he doesn't care. This is a year, guys, in which he's a free agent on a really good basketball team. He could put his head down, played basketball, maybe won an MVP, won a championship, and cash in on a big-time contract. He's only 30 years old. So all he had to do was just go play basketball, shut everybody up, and be a monster on the court and help this team win. And he couldn't even get through the first couple of weeks of the season before he just had to make it about himself. So whether it's a vaccine, whether it's flat earth, whether it's I can't play because of what happened on January 6th, it's always going to be something. Sometimes it's right there and obvious to take, like the vaccine, where it's actually debatable. And sometimes he's got to manufacture it. This one he manufactured. And if he puts it to bed, that means he's got to come up with something else tomorrow.
I also want to state this, because I haven't said it yet, unequivocally and clearly. Kyrie Irving posted that documentary with anti-Semitic tropes and falsely allocated Hitler quotes in the middle of the Kanye West anti-Semitism controversy. This wasn't random. He didn't just like discover this documentary and say, hey, I checked out this documentary about the history of black Jews. It's pretty interesting. No. When everyone was having a conversation that was racially charged and there was a lot of strife, a very fraught moment, that's when he decided to drop this video. That wasn't an accident. He did it to make a statement. What was the point? Why on Saturday or whatever, Friday, did you feel like that was the time to post about this documentary?
The only thing that you could come up with other than what you're intimating is that it was random. I don't think anything he does is random.
Never.
I think he's really smart, and there's a method to each of his madnesses.
Yes, there's no chance. And by the way, I just want to say, so much so that I predicted that he would do this. I knew. I'm watching the Kanye thing play out, and I remember thinking about it because Jaylen Brown left Donda Sports. Remember
right.
that?
Yep.
So Jaylen Brown left Donda Sports.
Donda Sports is owned by
Kanye. Aaron Donald also left Donda Sports, his two biggest clients. And I remember at that time thinking there had been a picture that was going around of Kanye, Kyrie, and Jaylen Brown. This was when Jaylen was still with Donda Sports. And I saw the picture and I was like, oh, Jaylen, stop hanging out with Kyrie and Kanye, dude. That is not where you need to be, man. And I remember just thinking, oh, Kyrie's definitely going to weigh on this. He's cool with Kanye. He's going to weigh in. He cannot lay off of this. He has to get involved. And he did. And I just wonder what Kevin Durant's thinking. Like, KD cannot be happy with this. And I know there's this sort of weird code of silence among players, which I find to be very uncomfortable, but I can't imagine that KD's happy with this. Now, first of all, he knows they can't even trade him. He knows they can't even bring in someone to replace Kyrie that can give them a chance to win. So KD now has Ben Simmons, who's willing to shoot the ball six times a game. No head coach until maybe they bring in one who's completely ensnared in controversy. And he's got a teammate who's made himself an absolute pariah that you cannot move.
There's a lot of intertwined things here. I think that KD should actually speak up. I think a lot of players should speak up. Shame on them for not. I mean, what did we hear throughout all of the social unrest in the country? The thin blue line where a police officer will never say anything about a police officer. All that was awful. It was awful. Why should they protect themselves? That's exactly what the players are doing. Everything that they complained about, that's what they're doing. There's no way they can't see that what's happening here is not right. They have to step up and say something.
And I wonder, is the media asking in other cities? Like, is LeBron getting asked about it yet?
Don't know. One thing I don't understand about... Kyrie, you couldn't get a contract during the offseason because of what you are and how you act and the distraction that you are, despite you being a phantasmagorical basketball player.
Literally, potentially a top 5 point guard who's ever played the game.
You think this is going to make it better? So when this deal is up, who's giving him a lot of money and a lot of years? Who wants to get ensnared in this?
I think there's a chance that, didn't we talk about this yesterday? When Kyrie's time in Brooklyn's done, his time might be done. He may make himself untouchable. Now listen, we're a very forgiving country, and I'm sure the league would forgive him if he decided to make amends and change his ways and really come out and speak on it and stayed out of trouble. I'm sure he could be okay. I don't think he can resist, though.
No, he can't.
And you know what else? You know what else? I was speaking to someone earlier today. I wonder how much of this is caused by the fact that players develop this self-importance. Remember his whole thing, I'm a beacon of light, that he said. How much of that is just created because people have a following on social media? Oh, I have people I have to speak to.
You know what I don't understand, though? I consider myself a beacon of light.
Sure you do.
And I never say it.
I know.
Because if you're a beacon of light, you don't have to say it.
No. You keep it to yourself.
My light speaks for itself.
It's so bright.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting. They kind of catch a break here as far as like fan reaction.
Yeah, they're on the road, right?
They're going to be on the road for the next three, Washington, Charlotte, and Dallas. Their next home game is on Wednesday against the Knicks. So most of that building is going to be filled with Knicks fans anyway. So not a good indication of how the net fan feels about
it. But he will be booed. He'll be booed to hell.
No, he's
going to.
Listen, I think you don't think he's going to be booed
in Washington.
Yeah, he'll be booed other places. And then after that game, they head out west. So their next true home game, where they'll have their fans in the building, is Sunday, November 20th. I mean, that's a lifetime from now. So who knows what other controversy or what other the Nets are going to get themselves into? So we won't really get an indication. Like, will there be protests outside Barclays Center for the Knicks game?
No, I think you'll just get Knicks fans who already hate the Nets using it as a reason to boo Kyrie more.
So you won't really get an indication of how they feel about it until that Memphis game, and that's still 2 weeks away.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You know what we should do right now? We spent a lot of time on this. How about caller number... Four.
Why four? I need to know why four. Why?
How does that mind work? Four, why?
Because if you divide the 20 years that we've been on the air...
By five.
By the number of people working on the show right now...
Five, yeah.
You get four.
Interesting.
So call that number right now. You ready for it?
That was quick.
Thank you. I think I came up with that pretty quickly. 888-987-ESPN. You get two tickets to our 20th anniversary party on November 18th. It's brought to you by Coors Light, keeping New York chill. And Tullamore Dew, when it's time to celebrate, it's Tully time. Remember, tickets and info for the K-Show 20th at kshow20.com. Let's do a moment of the foosball, shall we? You know the Jets are playing this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, only local. Giants have the bye.
That's the only local. That's right. The Buffalo Bills. Here's Sauce Gardner.
Wait, the only local player. Wait.
What?
It's a gangrene report.
How's he supposed to know?
Brought to you by Two by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers.
Thank you very much. Here's Sauce Gardner on the challenges of Josh Allen running with the football. Oh, I'll push it.
Present a huge challenge, you know, just like how we was going against guys like Lamar Jackson, but you know, I feel like we got the guys up front, you know, to be able to, you know, put that to bed. You know, we're going to have to handle that in the back end.
OC Mike LaFleur asked about getting this offense going.
It comes down to me getting these guys to execute that stuff, because those are the plays, those RPOs in the quick game, that those are your efficiency plays. Those are your plays to keep you on track, to keep you in third and manageable. And we have been very explosive this year. We're in the top 10 in explosive plays in the league right now, but we haven't been as efficient as we need to be. And being efficient keeps us, again, like I said, being in third and manageable right there. And that's on me to get that corrected, because that's little details. Efficiency is details, and details is coaching. So it's myself and the rest of the coach just to make sure we get that done.
QB Zach Wilson on facing the Bills.
These guys are good. We're good. We're a good team, and we're close, and things are getting closer every week. And I think for us, it's going out there and taking on the challenge of understanding that we can beat these guys, and, you know, we just got to go out there and execute. And execution is the key, you know, all the way around the board for us.
I don't know if you know this little stat, but it's a very interesting one.
I would love to hear an interesting stat.
The Jets this weekend are 12.5-point underdogs at home.
Oh.
It's only the fourth time since 1965 that a team that's two games over 500
has been a double-digit dog.
Has been that much of a double-digit underdog.
How many times since 65?
This is the fourth time.
They got a list of four.
Yeah, I don't remember it. I did read it.
Oh, somewhere. You did see it?
Yeah, I did. Aww. I think the last one was the Jets back in maybe 2005 or
You're
something.
You're unbelievable.
It was against the Patriots, I believe.
I want to find that. I want to find those four. You know where you saw it?
No, I don't know where I saw it.
According to Bleacher Report, Jeff Bezos.
Wait a second. That closes out the gangrene report.
Yeah, come on, man.
No.
That's the gangrene report. Brought to you by
Two
by London.
No.
The engagement shop by London Jewelers. Picker designed the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their six area locations.
According to Bleacher Report, Jeff Bezos is looking into buying the Washington Commanders. And according to the Bleacher Report, may partner with Jay-Z on the purchase. Oh, my God. Then I read later that the very wealthy Byron Allen, former talk show host.
Comics Unleashed. He still does that.
Now very wealthy man.
Owns a lot of TV stations.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, he's a brilliant businessman.
So he went from being on camera to just saying...
He's still on camera.
And he's still on camera now?
He hosts Comics Unleashed.
Really?
It's like four comedians there, like riffing for a half hour. You see it usually 2, 3 in the morning on
Channel
2.
Yeah, it's very strange. And you know what happens? Because they'll play one that'll have, you know, Robert Schimmel on it, who's been dead for 7 years. Like, it's really weird, and they won't address it. It's very... Yeah, you just pop on. What channel? Like,
I think it's CBS. It's Channel 2, I think.
But it's like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But they'll have like dead comedians, and you'll think it's live.
Well, he's supposedly worth billions
at
this point.
Who do you want?
And
you can choose.
He is preparing to make a bid on the Commanders.
Do you want Bezos and Z, or Allen? You could choose.
I would love for Jay-Z to be close to this team. It would be cool. However, Jay-Z is an avowed Dallas Cowboy fan. And Bezos is entirely too rich for me to trust him being a good person.
You don't trust any rich people, do you?
Not that rich. It's just impossible. Byron Allen, we know how he... I can see how Byron Allen got rich. You can watch the story and see it. Honestly, it's D.C. What a perfect place. Chocolate City to have a black owner.
Why is D.C. called Chocolate City?
Because of the amount of black population.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Didn't know that.
You've never heard the term Chocolate City?
I was this years old when I found that
Don?
Out.
Don?
I did not know that.
No one here knows the term Chocolate City?
No. It almost sounds Anthony? Pejorative.
Yeah, no, it's not pejorative. It's a loving common
Anthony
phrase.
Anthony didn't know either.
No. Well, listen, I am the only one from D.C., so I guess it makes sense. Having a black owner in, of all markets, D.C., highest black population percentage-wise of any major market in the country, it would be pretty awesome. I will say I think my choice would be Byron Allen to own the Commanders.
Interesting.
I can't believe this is happening, by the way.
What do you mean? That they're really selling?
Yeah. And it really feels like they are. I mean, now, and I'm hearing, I'm curious about you guys. Do you think it'll happen quickly? Like, do you think this is going to have momentum and it's going to get done?
I don't know if you could do a $7 billion deal quickly.
Yeah, that's hard.
So, do you think it could be done by the next official start of
maybe.
March? I think March 1st?
Well, it could be a foregone conclusion by the Super Bowl. It might not be official, but the wheels could be in motion where you feel good that it's going to happen.
I heard an interesting piece today, by the way.
Tell me.
About what may have been the thing that made Snyder finally look around. Now, obviously, our speculation yesterday was this investigation into financial improprieties could be what pushed him.
Mm-hmm.
But I also heard that recently, Tanya Snyder, Dan's wife, was at FedEx Field and went on the field as part of a cancer awareness situation.
Mm-hmm.
October's breast cancer awareness, right?
Yep.
And she was booed during... during a cancer awareness moment in the stadium, and that maybe that moment of like, even during this, they're booing us, was maybe a wake-up call of just how deep this thing had gone.
No way.
You think the only thing
that
would move him...
Daniel Snyder cares that much that his wife got booed? Come on.
He probably doesn't even know his wife.
Come on. I wouldn't say that.
Well, that was...
It's a little low.
I did see them in the same place at the same time. You guys remember the famous day when I was in the Daniel Snyder suite? You guys remember that story?
I don't.
You don't remember that Victor Cruz?
Oh, yeah.
Invited me to the game. I ran into KD and Rich Kleiman.
I thought you were on the sideline.
No. I was on the sideline.
Okay.
Because you guys gave me a hard time about wearing Redskin stuff on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman. They said, hey, do you want to come to the owner's suite with us to watch the game?
And you can't get KD on the show. Okay, let's go on. Continue your story.
I said,
well, this show.
Right.
You can get him on a show.
Hold. I've only had him on hot, I think, once.
Well, that's all.
No, that's one more than now.
So... I think I got to go to watch in the suite.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Snyder's suite.
Mm-hmm.
Say hello to him.
Nice. Offer him a cookie.
Didn't offer him a cookie. I go and sit down in the seats that are like in front of the suite.
Sure.
Snyder's sitting at the bar, you know, like the little like on a stool, basically, mm-hmm. a little further back.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the game. It's a few years ago. Cousins quarterback. We're getting drubbed. Giants are up like, I think, 17-3 or 23 in the first half. Here's what I remember the most. Number one, a Washington player being injured and Snyder screaming, bleeping, get up, which I thought did not seem really empathetic to
him. No, not
I think
at all.
Florence Nightingale used to say that.
Then I heard so much screaming, foul language, and... that I turned around, I swear to God, in earnest, to be like, who does he have here in his suite that's acting this way in front of the own? It was him. In his own suite hosting with other people there. A screaming, cursing maniac. And then, at one point at the end of the first half, inside our own five, down 20-3, 7 seconds left. What's the play call here?
A little throw.
On inside your own five.
Inside your own five.
Inside your own five.
Draw a play.
He screams, go deep. And at that moment I went, oh, you're like an actual idiot. You don't even know the game.
So you think this is a guy who's selling the team because the fans booed his wife.
Yeah.
Let's reestablish.
You know what? You're right. It's because they have something on him. That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening. It was revealing, I think.
Really was. It was something else.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.